The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This truly is the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus sees a large crowd approaching, and he's up on the hill after working so many miracles. And he turns to Philip and he says, "Hey, Philip, where on earth are we going to get enough food to feed all these people?" And of course, Jesus knew what he was going to do, didn't he? Yeah, Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. He said that to test Philip's faith, just like the Gospel of John tells us. Now, they just come from the wedding feast at Cana. Remember what Jesus did at the wedding feast at Cana? And they ran out of wine, and he made not just some wine, he made 180 gallons of wine. So Philip knows what Jesus is capable of. Philip knows that Jesus can do an abundance with almost nothing. But still, Philip's faith, put to the test, reveals that he has very, very little faith in things unseen. Philip trusts in money. And he says, "Gosh, it would take almost a year's wages to give these people even just a mouthful," right? Philip trusts in money. And so Jesus works the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, the only miracle so spectacular that it's recorded in all 4 Gospels. And there's an abundance for everybody to eat, and there's plenty left over, and everybody in the crowd has their fill. And the question for you here this morning: why didn't Jesus just multiply money? Because then nobody would have had their fill. It's the same now as it ever was then. When resources are scarce, when times are hard, when the future is uncertain, where do you put your faith? Do you put it in things seen, or do you put it in God and in things unseen? Do you trust in God, or do you trust in gold? Do you trust in the gifts that God gives, or rather, do you trust in the God who gives the gifts in the first place? You see, this miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, one of the most important things that it teaches us is that God really does provide. Now, the most important thing that this miracle teaches us is it points us forward to the Eucharist, and we're going to hear the Bread of Life discourse, and Jesus is going to tell us about his real presence in the Eucharist, and that's all coming up next week. But one of the most important lessons, and something we need to think about and pray about again and again and again, is that God really does provide, provided that we do our part. Like they did at Cana. And the Blessed Mother said to do whatever Jesus tells you, and they did. Right? They did their part. I think the unsung hero of this gospel is that little kid who gave up his lunch, right? He gave away the very little that he had. And Andrew says, gosh, what good is this for so many? But look what Jesus does when you give him what you have. You know, when you're in the service of God, if you haven't discovered this already, you soon will. In the service of God, you never have enough to do what you think you need to do. There's never enough time, there's never enough money, there's never enough volunteers. I remember one bishop put it this way. He says, when you start with those who are able and willing, and you start and you subtract out those who are willing but unable, and you subtract out those who are able but unwilling, you don't have very many people left. You never feel like you have enough. And that leaves us with two options. You can either throw your hands into the air and you can say, I can't. Or you can offer God what you have. And you can say, God can. A little tiny thought for you now, for the day. Never let what you cannot do prevent you from doing what good you can. Always, always offer to Jesus your loaves and your fishes. There's miracles in the waiting. God has miracles in the waiting, and the only thing he asks for is your cooperation. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Fidelis, pray for us.